This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi. Hello. Mike has to switch microphones, I think.
There you go, friend.
You know, there I was assuming. You see.
What'd you assume, Mike?
I remember.
Make an ass out of you and me.
You remember when I took this and put it over there?
Yeah.
Well, someone cleaned it up.
Ain't that nice?
I don't know who, but.
Ain't that nice of someone to do?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is this the cleaning boy?
I have no idea. Rob, did you put this back over here?
Bear did.
But your mic has been adjusted. Do you want to put it back the way you like it?
Yeah, let me just, there we go.
It drifts away from him.
You know, it's funny, though, that he did fix the, he put everything back, but it's strange that this thing still just pulls right. Well, no, it's stripped.
It's
non-functional.
Your original mic, though, has been recalibrated.
Oh,
okay. Well, then there we go.
Try that one.
Hello. So we're back to normal with the. But that's broken, and that's been broken. Yeah, so
it's going to fall and kill someone.
It's going to hurt somebody badly.
I'll notify the engineers.
Good. Like they're not working overtime on yesterday.
They're going crazy.
My God.
Oh, good. Well, I've been recalibrated. I feel like I've been recalibrated.
Apologies to anyone that was listening to the show yesterday. Well, first off, it was an awful show. And second off.
So there's that.
I'm coming back from Ocean City, and I have the pleasure of being able to tune in and make sure the show's on the air. From three different stations.
Yeah.
The station in Salisbury, Maryland, the station in Baltimore, and the station in Washington, D.C.
Right. Cool.
Every time that I stopped listening to a CD and I turned the show on, I would hear, "This is the Don and Mike Show." And then there would just be silence, nothing. Mm-hmm. And eventually I would just say, well, it must be the problem with the local station.
Yeah.
And then when I got to Baltimore and I heard it, well, maybe it's not just the problem with the local station.
Right.
And I don't know what was going on here, but if you were in your car yesterday between, like, 6:40 and 7 p.m. East Coast time, This was a train wreck of just astonishing proportions that happened. There was a segment that was running that was chopped off. Commercials come on. Then the commercials just stop. Then when the show's supposed to be over, the show's back on, and they put on some segment that's out of order, and they run it for about maybe a minute.
And then they chop that off.
They chop that off and go to commercials. And I don't know when I've been so embarrassed.
Yeah. Just enlighten me here, because you know a little bit about how this works. You're talking about segments that go in like a stack, and they're given to the person, and they're told to play them in this order.
It's supposed to be idiot-proof because we're not here.
It really is an idiot-proof system.
Because we're not here. There's 18 minutes of commercials, and there's 42 minutes of junk that we said.
Right.
And it's all laid out so that you push this first segment, and you play it, you play the commercials. If you just follow everything like a monkey, it runs on time for whatever reason. More than 10 minutes of dead air happened on the show yesterday.
Wow. 10 minutes?
Well, when you add up the time, when you consider that they were running more than 10 minutes late.
Whoa!
That's a big mess.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you about what happened.
Well, it certainly wasn't the best of then.
This was not
the best of I've ever had.
it was just embarrassing to be driving
across
three states, from Delaware to Maryland to Virginia.
in every state,
we suck.
Sounds like you're in a wagon train.
Across
the Great Divide.
Pushing west.
Across the three Southwest, they'd say.
You know, there used to be a time that was very anal about, like, our best of segments. And I guess it was about 5 years ago. Then I just gave up and said, go ahead, guys, run it, you know. Just pick something that's good. Robbie, is there any idea? I mean, I really feel bad for someone who's listening yesterday. That was just so bad, so awful.
First off, I stand by the show content. I think it was a fine show yesterday.
As far as the segments?
Yes. Once they got on the air, they were most entertaining.
Once they got on the air.
Yeah.
There was obviously some sort of expertise breakdown at the Fairfax broadcast.
Well, we had another $8 an hour employee running it.
I was told that the board op that we would have would be one of the two board ops that I trust implicitly with the best of, and it turned out to be
operator error on that end.
Yeah, and by the time I got to realize that we were in this situation, there was no fixing it. But it will not happen again.
Uh huh. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Don.
Bye bye. Thank you.
You didn't enjoy the segments?
No, I'm laughing at the it will not happen again.
It will not happen again.
I'm wondering how often it's happened. I don't listen very often.
Just once.
And I'm betting it happened more than just this one time.
No, this is the only time.
Every other time it's been absolutely seamless. Seamless as a baby's ass.
Perfect. It sounds like a 4-hour compact disc mixed from front to end by Quincy Jones.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here, you big lug.
Good, good, good.
Anyway, apologies on that. Was driving me nuts yesterday, and we can't seem to figure out exactly who this board op is.
Well, yeah, I heard a name. I heard a name right before we went on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anybody over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the old people that are over there. The people that have been there for a while, I don't know any of the, we didn't know the people that do that when we were there because they come in at odd hours of the evening.
Anywho, just a brief apology. Now, and on with the show now. First item today, this is something that we're going to do a test on in the first break. A popular gift for dogs in New Zealand is a CD that only dogs can hear.
It's a dog volume level.
The number one song in New Zealand last Christmas was a song called, let me read this, A Very Silent Night. Number one, despite the fact that humans cannot hear it, it can only be heard by dogs. The song's recorded at a frequency too high for humans to hear. Dogs hear it. One report of a dog got so worked up when it heard it on the CD player, it attacked the CD player.
Sure. Hey, Beluga, get ready.
So we're going to do a little test here.
All right.
Give us.
This will pay you back for pooping in Elizabeth's room over the weekend. Oh,
give us 10 seconds and let us know if your dogs react to this. Okay. I know it's going to take some time. We'll wait for this first segment to start up to see when people call and say if their dogs heard that or not.
That was Queen.
What?
That was Queen. That was the first song that was playing.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, arf, arf.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah.
You heard Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well. No, we're just.
I know you are.
No, we're goofing.
I know you're goofing. I know you're goofing.
We're punking you. Okay, like that baseball player that got punked.
One more time. We're trading
you to Japan.
For a hot dog eater.
Yes.
I would have known the name.
I know.
I would have known the name.
That guy's such an idiot.
Okay, one more time for your dogs. Here you go. Stop it now.
Help myself.
Now we have to wait for the 1:45 delay or whatever it is that we're on to catch up. Rob, it's not Beethoven's Ninth.
That's what I heard.
Boy, I just picture dogs though reacting. I'd love to see that.
Well, we'll find out.
I hope they like it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know. You know, the 4 hours that you had up in your area is not compared to the 4 hours out here in Vegas. It was dead air. Nothing but just. Gurgle, I mean, I don't know, what do you call it, static, I guess? There was absolutely nothing out here in Vegas. Your show wasn't even on the whole time.
Well, that was probably a problem with our fine Las Vegas radio station.
Oh, well, okay, but I like the best of. And
yeah, but I don't think there's no way that would have happened.
There was something on the radio.
Because we had moments of dead air, but we did not have a whole show that was lost.
You know, bye!
I guess he hung up.
See you later. Yep. He did. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, my dog didn't react to it, but man, my wife went nuts.
Chasing her tail.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How
hey.
You guys doing?
What's happening?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I want to know where I can send my jingle in for your show.
Oh, finger guy.
Yeah.
Oakland Raider guy.
Waits 20 minutes before the show so we can get that first 10
Hello,
minutes.
Don and Mike Show.
Can you intro the song, please?
Talk it up.
Yeah, talk
it up, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't step on it.
Hello.
Hello, my dog heard it.
Did your dog react?
Yeah, he said it was a little bit rough.
God, <I didn't>
hello, Jesus.
That's not funny.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
That is never funny.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. I know what song that is. That's over here for the Saturday.
What was he saying?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear
that at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. I don't have a dog, but that's one special frequency. I just went number 2 in my pants.
All right, well, we'll wait for someone to call who says their
people
dogs are
not
us.
What's wrong seriously? With people?
Let's just start today. Want to be fair. Don't want to just slam the Democrats without slamming the Republicans. So to be fair to start today, here's a little compilation of Obama, Barack Obama, talking about people fainting during his speeches.
Okay.
It's a nice little montage. I think maybe it's a little hucksterish that they've got somebody that's fainting all the time because he's so exciting.
Right.
But anyway, here it is. Here's Barack Obama.
We need, if we have a medic, if we have somebody, I think we may have somebody outside. Somebody just fell. They probably felt a little bit faint.
Do we have somebody who fainted? Hold on. We got somebody who's sick. Can we get somebody? We got medical attention coming. All right. Make some space for her and let her lie down.
We've got somebody down here.
Wow.
Do we already have the paramedic coming? Okay. Are you a paramedic right here? Okay, why don't you let her slide through? Sorry for the interruption, guys. All right. This is what happens. Folks get too excited about Oprah. Is somebody okay? Did somebody just get faint? Make sure, give them a little space. All right. They're just a little overheated.
It happens so much.
Make sure that they get some water.
Sure.
It looks like we have somebody who may have fainted. Fine. Give them a little bit of room. And if we have anybody from EMT here, it'd be great. Yeah. Somebody's going to be able to just give them some space. They're probably just a little overheated.
Hold on a second, young lady. You okay? Why don't you sit down, though? So somebody guide her out and let her sit down because she's just feeling a little faint. She's fine. You probably didn't eat lunch. That's the problem.
All right, so that's today's open for him. You know, believe it
or not. So is that all? How many separate?
Six times.
I counted six times.
And now, to be fair, speaking on behalf of the Republican Party,
all right,
here's George Bush being asked today why we are in the financial straits we are in.
All right.
Americans believe that they feel they're carrying the burden because of this economy. The economy they say is suffering because of this.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that? It has nothing to do with the economy, the war, the spending on the war?
I think actually the spending on the war might help with jobs. Because we're buying equipment and people are working. I think this economy is down because we built too many houses.
Kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's it, George. I like the way, you know, he does crystallize and simplify things.
Yeah. If only there was a way that building houses could provide jobs.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Hello. Maybe
there.
In the future.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Still looking for someone with that dog thing. Still not happening yet? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dumb you'll never find as long as you live.
Someone who cares about you.
Hey, it's the Nut House. Don and Mike Show, the Nut House. The Nut Hut.
The way I do.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Boss.
Hey.
Hey, do you have any good recipes that include Metamucil?
No, I don't think you can bake with it. Well, no, I would imagine you could probably throw it in anything you make.
That was on yesterday's faulty episode.
Oh, is that
That's what it was. It was a lot about when you OD'd on Metamucil.
That'll kill you if you're not careful. Oh, that's a good segment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I read the Kitty Kelly book years ago about Sinatra, and his manager hired Bobby Soxers to faint. And then women started doing it automatically because of the...
nobody's calling with the dog thing yet. Thank you.
Mass hysteria.
Thank you. Right. Sing our names. The Don and Mike Show. That's good. Hey there.
Hello.
Dogs can hear this.
How you freaks doing today?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Yeah, now we're rocking.
I like rape.
That is so true, Dick.
How about the Tim Russert diet plan?
So you need a combination, a mixture of whipped cream and mashed potatoes and meat.
Rut-row.
Are you a homosexual?
You stop asking us that, please.
That was funny.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Every day.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
Every day we get to call names.
What is he, a faggot?
Every day. Hi, Regis. What'd you do most of the weekend, Reg?
I guess the word is anal.
Yeah. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Everybody got out any black light posters?
Yeah.
Iron Butterfly, man.
I love this song.
It's the single version, dude.
What does it mean, though? What does In a Gata De Vida, In the Garden of Eden? In the Garden of Eden. Thank you, bud.
Don and Mike Show, hope you had a beautiful weekend. It's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday. Phone number, as you just heard, 877-365-3636.
You a pothead, Burbank?
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Buzz? Bum, 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 bum.
Knocking grandma's asses off the mantle.
How many days till the new Will Ferrell movie? How many days now till he is a big stupid basketball player? Like Ricky Bobby.
I understand he shows his skin in that movie.
I still laugh at his butt, and so do you, Mike. You know it's true. Say, your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly. I laugh at Anchorman. That's about it.
I like Blades of Glory.
Oh, God. Oh, no. And this is his... Well, it's not a trilogy,
no,
is it?
Not
because
anymore,
he's made
no.
eight movies
the,
like
the trilogy
this.
Was Anchorman.
does Anchorman count as yeah, far was, as... Doesn't it count as the sports movies that he makes?
No, but it was... He had some weird thought that it was three movies that each had to do with another. It was Anchorman, and it was the last one, the Bobby... The
Ricky
Bobby.
Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Bobby.
Right. And it was the Regular Guy trilogy. Remember, that was his...
What's the third one, though?
Is it? It could be this one. Is it this one?
No, there were three. I think
I thought it was a sports trilogy because no. you got the bat the soccer movie.
Skating.
No, yeah, Blades of Glory. Those are the three. That's his three set box.
Anchorman, Ricky Bobby, and Blades of Glory.
I'm sad to tell you that I've read articles with Will Ferrell where it's like Inside the Comedy Mind.
Right.
Out of all the movies he's made,
yeah.
These three were made to show, as Rob just said, everyday regular guys like his normal movies are not the same piece of crap that we all love.
Well, wait a minute, if it's everyday regular drivers. Guys, he's a competition like figure skater.
But that's a regular guy figure skater.
Is it a regular guy? But Anchorman Ron Burgundy's not a regular
would
guy.
Would somebody be a love and just Google this and find
love,
out?
We don't have any internet.
Love to. No internet today.
Oh, that's right. Well,
Google.
I'm sure someone listening can call it. It's a pretty well known quote from Will Ferrell.
Well, he's wrong.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's all
because
spin control.
You tell him he's wrong, Mike. America still hasn't told him he's wrong.
What is regular guy about Ron Burgundy?
Nothing. Right.
Nothing at all.
Right.
It's all spin control. He's scared to death like all comics
but
are.
But if you've got Ricky Bobby, Blades of Glory, and then this new basketball character.
That's three sports movies.
That's maybe a trilogy.
Maybe it wasn't regular guy, but there was some reason.
No, he called it his regular guy trilogy.
Yeah. Isn't this what Nicolas Cage did,
tied
too?
Them together.
Didn't he say he was doing trilogies?
It's a spin. Everyone's scared of Roscoe Jenkins. The juggernaut of Roscoe Jenkins.
What?
You mean the one with
Martin
Lawrence?
Lawrence? Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. This is a great movie.
Did you see that movie?
I've not seen it.
Why'd you bring it up?
I think it's fantastic.
What's it have to do with Will Ferrell?
Because it's another comic movie. You know what else is going to be great?
What?
The College Trip movie. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
Martin Lawrence. CTE is in Roscoe Jenkins, too.
Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. Right.
I like CTE.
He's excellent.
And so is, what's her name? That big fat chick I like.
Monique,
yeah.
Monique's in it also.
Maybe.
I love it when he hits grandma with the softball.
Oh, hello. I like to die.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
My dog heard it. He said it was a little pitchy.
Okay.
Everybody wants to goof on this thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bow wow. Bow. Bow wow. Bow wow.
Now it's the late arrivals to the joke circus. they're getting in the way of the people that really had their dogs go crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I have a chihuahua. My wife just called me and said that he's dancing on the table with his Mexican hat.
Couldn't get through it, could you? With his Mexican hat.
Little dog Mexican hat. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, my dog actually did react to that.
Really? What was the reaction?
He said it was Hound Dog by Elvis.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Everybody's getting in on the joke.
We'll wait until...
I wish they would take
I really do wish they would take it seriously.
We have some serious connoisseurs. We'll play it again later
in
the show.
Gotta defeat a baby.
No one wants to treat it with the proper reverence that it deserves.
We used to have a problem as far as frequencies were concerned with crickets.
Right.
When we would play crickets for somebody,
people couldn't hear them over the telephone.
They could not hear them over the phone. And they'd never get our joke when they would. Then they would inevitably be dumb people because they'd get
this,
the crickets.
Can we try this one more time for someone who maybe is now sitting there with their actual dog?
Should we just be completely quiet when you play
this? I'm going to just turn our microphones off and just play the CD, A Very Silent Night.
Right.
Okay, 10 seconds, or maybe even less just because of time constraints. 5-7 seconds.
All right.
Here we go. You.
Well, I'm just laughing at this.
You. You're funny, you.
This is funny.
Here we go. Going to silence in 3. Shields up. Shields up. Mr. Worf, engage.
Yeah.
Has the Romulan captain responded? Number one. There you go. That was it.
What did you do?
Oh, Mike, I turned on the wrong microphone
for you. Did you play it?
Yes, again.
So how many seconds of it did you play?
7 seconds.
Do you want 10?
Yeah, let's give it 10.
Wow.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Can you skip to a better cut?
Play the single.
Sure. All right. If you want.
Play this single.
How many cuts are there?
Play the flip side.
There's 14 cuts.
Pick
so
a number, Mike.
Play 12.
12. 9, 10, 11, 12.
Is it indexed?
Whatever it is, it's 4 minutes and 17 seconds long.
Right.
Here we go.
Is it indexed like it matters?
That's 8.5 seconds.
Did you turn it up?
All the way, baby.
Right. You had it cranked?
All the way. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Can you hear us now? Hello.
Yeah, the regular guy, Ron Burgundy, I don't think so. Rodney Dangerfield, Easy Money.
Did you Google it, my friend?
The regular guy looked.
Did you Google it, though?
No.
You're asking for the quote from Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will Ferrell quote.
I would be glad to Google it or ask someone on our show to Google it, but unfortunately we don't have internet today.
Right. So it would be Googling Will Ferrell's regular guy quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trilogy. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's trilogy.
Trilogy. An American trilogy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
His opus.
There's going to be someone out there who's going to say their dog went nuts.
Right.
And then the laughs start.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed Buzz talking about his gelatinous vocal cords and his Metamucil overdose. Okay. That made me crap my pants.
Now, see, there's a little verification for the best of yesterday with all the glitches.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, the last 15 minutes, you would have been like me driving your car off the road.
I knew you were hot. I knew when I read your email this morning.
Ouch! Burning hot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys catch the Daytona 500 over the weekend?
Yeah. No, didn't. Don't know a thing about it.
Little E.
I want to talk about it. I got screwed.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's this race you're talking about?
The Super Bowl car racing.
Hello?
You know what they do? They do. I like to fall out. You know why? They have the Super Bowl of their sport at the beginning of the season.
I seen it.
I had 12 drivers.
I seen it.
What,
hey,
not?
I had 12 drivers in the pool, and I did not one of my drivers, except Tony Stewart. He liked to fall out at the end. Mm-hmm. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
What not?
Hey,
I think he misremembers.
What?
Don, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Dale Earnhardt Jr., he was in his first interview, 5 seconds into it, he said, what not?
What not?
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys should play this through the whole show and then listen to everybody whine about the echo.
Play what through the whole show?
The music. The Silent Night.
The dog music. But why would people complain about an echo?
Would you like to know the
gag? Remember how they used to bitch about it when you changed your sound format?
Would you like to know the gag, sir? There really wasn't any music. Don was faking it. The whole thing was fabricated. There really was nothing. And we were saying, hey, turn this up and you see if your dogs go crazy. There's nothing. So all the people that are calling in and joking, the joke's on them.
You think you're kidding. There is no CD.
No.
I swear to Christ, hand over God.
Well, that's fine, too.
There was no CD. I'm just tired of waiting for people. You're right. You're like a step ahead. I just wanted someone to call and say my dog heard it, and we say, great, we didn't play anything.
Right.
There is such a CD. We don't have it.
Right.
We have an article about it.
It's from New Zealand.
Can you hear that?
We didn't. We're too cheap to get the CD ourselves.
We just didn't play anything.
Well, I'm sorry. Just turn our microphones off. I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. It wasn't a great joke.
It was just, you know,
it'll probably make best of.
I swear to God. I just thought with all the tomfoolery and hijinks this was generating.
No, that was it. I was waiting for it to see if anyone would call and say, hey, my dog is going nuts.
So that's why there was all the shtick.
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, there would have been shtick even if it had been a legitimate record.
True. Yes, we can't.
Those people would have 86 the people that really heard it.
Mm-hmm. They're the sea blockers out there. The good old sea blockers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I had the Will Ferrell trilogy for you?
Yeah.
It's the Talladega Nights, Ron Burgundy, and all it said is the third one is under in production, so that has to be the basketball one.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, Wikipedia.
We don't believe Wikipedia, do we?
No, Wikipedia would take you back to him being a cheerleader on Saturday Night Live.
How about WillFerrell.com? Like, I don't live there all the time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Deities.
Hi there.
Yes, it is the Mediocre American Man trilogy. It is Anchorman, Talladega Nights.
Now, wait a minute. Now it makes sense. The Mediocre American Man. All right. So Ron Burgundy, Mediocre.
It was simply a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Ricky Bobby, Mediocre.
And the skating guy. Is Blades of Glory the third one? Yeah.
Yeah, the third one is still in development. Talladega Nights, and the third is still in
development. I apologize. The third one's not out there yet.
So could it be the basketball movie?
Maybe.
It could be the basketball movie.
Or the skating movie. We don't know when that article was written, but he's reading.
Will he show that little scar he's got on his tummy again? That lovely, cute scar he's got on his fat tummy?
And you know what? He's currently shooting Land of the Lost.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That was another UF from Rob. Useless factoid.
No, UFF, a useless feral factoid.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, I went to a rally once where Barack Obama was speaking, and somebody fell over.
Are you applauding rallies?
I love them.
I wonder, like, everybody makes a big deal out of it. This thing happens all the time. I think it's just because the guy's a black guy.
Hold on, let's take this from the top.
Well, you want to explain everything you just said to us again, because we're all kind of curious.
Start over.
Okay. I went to a rally with Barack Obama, and he was talking.
Where did you go? Where was the rally?
It was in Seattle.
Okay, so you're at a rally for Barack Obama, and?
And then somebody just fell over behind me.
Mm-hmm. And your thinking is?
Well, you know, people fall over all the time for, like, John Kerry, and he's not that great. And nobody makes a big deal out of that. But since Barack Obama's, you know, handsome and black, everyone makes a big deal out of it.
So you mean because of his rock star quality, you're thinking that's why they're making a big deal about it?
Why'd you say black then?
I think it's because he's black. I mean, I think that's the big deal. Everyone, you know, once you go black, you fall on your back.
Oh,
what is this about?
I have no idea.
Leading up to that little play on words for you.
I have no idea.
Are you proud of yourself now?
I'm a huge fan, Don and Mike.
A huge fan of what? The KKK? A huge fan of Barack Obama? A huge fan of Rob Spiewak?
Now, where do you line up, sir? Please clarify it for us.
I've never been to a Klan meeting. I mean, like, not recently. I mean, like, not in a long time. I mean,
Fancy yourself a funny lad.
Hey, it's another gunslinger, Buzz. Another gunslinger coming into town.
What we got is a junior comedian here, Mike. Not so much someone looking to start a fight. Someone looking maybe to
hone and refine his act, thinking he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you seem to think you're funny.
I don't think I'm that funny.
Well, you laughed at yourself. Why'd you laugh? Was it a nervous laugh?
I'm a little nervous. You guys are my radio heroes, so I guess I'm a little nervous.
I don't necessarily believe that, because, you know, one does not, you know, come into the hero's house and try to disrupt it.
You're right.
You don't treat your heroes like that.
As
Jim Croce said, you know, you don't spin the wind. You don't tug on Superman's cape.
Right? Yeah, if you say, and see, that's why it's BS.
You hear what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah,
right. I'm glad we had this time together.
So long, friend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Stranger Than Fiction? How about those great 120 minutes there for you?
Hey, listen, I'm not standing up here and saying that Will Ferrell is the be-all, end-all, but I'll tell you, I laugh my ass off at a lot of his funny movies. That Stranger Than Fiction, P.U.
Yeah, well, it was horrible.
Right, agreed.
Oh, well, good. Just want to make sure.
All right.
We're all in agreement.
Be on your way.
On the same page here, right?
That was bad. And he's black. He's black, guys.
Right.
I've never been to a rally. Oh, you're my gods.
I'm a funny guy.
You're my heroes.
Oh, the rally was in Seattle.
Have you ever known that you're my hero?
You know, that whole Barack thing, I smell Swift Boat. Just a little bit. I really do. I smell Swift Boat.
I don't know.
That's the kind of crap that wouldn't surprise me at all.
I just smell a little Ernest Ainsley going on. That's all. Yeah. That's, do you feel the hand of God? Faint! I said faint!
You know, you could also just I want to throw this out here. Uh-huh. You could take different recordings from the same rally, which I think might have been done there.
Oh, come on. Don't ruin the fun. No. Just 'cause I know you got to vote for the dude.
Well, I'm going to vote for him, and I just think that smells like I smell a rat.
It's genuine, though, because it's from the Internet.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Now you've made Mike spit out his water.
Yeah. Get up.
Hello, Don
Mike.
Here
you go.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on? The basketball movie is not the third in the trilogy.
Oh, okay. There
the,
you go.
The name of the film will always be in the same way, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Ah.
His character always, the initials will be RB.
Oh, hey, now this is some real information. He's not lying.
Yeah, are you
basketball
making,
movie will not be in the third one.
But
so
are you making this up, or are you just looking at the boxes and seeing that the packaging on these boxes are the same, and the characters happen to have the same initials?
I am on the internet right now.
Oh, well then.
Show off.
You're better than us.
But it does, I tell you, if somebody's making it up, it's pretty credible. Mm-hmm. Ricky Bobby, Ron Burgundy, we'll have to see if the third one is an RB.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Really bad.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, wow, where are you calling from? Some hallway somewhere?
No, not really.
Are you in your bathroom?
I am.
Can you flush the toilet to prove it?
Touche, and he is allowed to stay in the squared circle.
I think the third movie might be old school.
The gallery says thumbs up.
No, we have just found out. We have found out that the third movie has not been created yet.
Did you have a nice BM?
I did. Maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody likes a nice BM.
Who doesn't like a nice BM?
Hi.
Ron Burgundy, The Ballad of BM.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, these tools are just reading right off of Wikipedia, and if you want more evidence of, as if you need it, of how bad Wikipedia is, the very first bullet point of similarities between the films is, in both parts of the trilogy, Will Ferrell plays characters, blah, blah, blah.
All right, thank you. Well, there's some truth in this somewhere.
Surely.
That's all right, about Ricky Bobby.
I'll tell you,
Anchorman.
The RB... Mm-hmm. is very credible.
Makes
to me.
Sense.
Well, I mean, what? That just seems to me a very unusual coincidence that they would both be RB characters.
Can I tell you something about RB?
Sure.
Curly fries, roast beef sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I mean to tell you, now listen, as you know, my doctor limits me to only one shake a week.
Right, and you can't eat the curly fries.
I can't eat them, but I'll be exposing myself at Redskins Park wearing my London Fog jacket.
Well, don't you
next.
Don't you like eating there because he treats the employees
Ernie Streeter, Mike.
With a dignity and respect that they pass along to you, the customer?
Customer.
How long have we remembered that for?
Wow.
You know, Mike, can I just say, that's why radio advertising works, friend.
Hey, you remember that.
You and I remember an ad.
Great commercial.
That a flasher on an AM station did
flasher.
20 years ago.
Flasher.
Noted flasher.
Ken Beatrice,
a man who went out just to kind of goof on him, went out to see his live show. One
that
night.
Is so true, Dick.
At Pettibones.
Oh, but he used to do live reads for Arby's.
Yes, he did, and they were the best. He really gave them his all.
The guy was like razor thin, and he would be talking about how his doctor is limiting his cholesterol and his diet.
Well, he had a heart attack.
He can only have like a shake once a month.
I limit myself to one milkshake a month, and I never touch the curly fries.
Although I hear they're quite good.
I hear they're quite good. He treats his employees with a dignity and respect that they pass along to you, the customer.
What bunk. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Greetings from Wichita.
Hi there.
The third movie the rumor at Rotten Tomatoes is that it is going to be called Booby Trap, the story of Rusty Butte, and he plays a porn star. The one guy was correct with the initials always being RB.
RB, yeah.
Okay, you know what? If that's true, mm-hmm. I'm laughing already.
He's a porn star.
A porn star.
Perfect.
You know, I don't know if he'd play a porn star, though, because he might have to get sort of naked for that.
He kind of gets naked in all of his movies.
He'll be mediocre.
You'll just show the ass.
That was my joke. Then you looked at me. See, you were like very Ron Burgundy there, right there. The way you looked at me and said that, it's like you looked at me and went, he gets naked in all his movies. Of course, I know he gets naked in all his movies.
Well,
even if they're not in the trilogy.
Hey, you ruined my CD joke.
I did ruin your CD joke. Yes,
didn't mean
in a way though, didn't I? I mean, I really didn't.
No, no,
totally ruin it.
Of course not.
Because you still, you know, who knows?
Hello, 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 operator.
I'll tell you, if that's the third movie of the trilogy, I'm in line for that one. That sounds like it could be funny. I think I would laugh at him as a porn star.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you? What can we do for you?
Hey, the third movie is actually called Step Brothers. The third movie would be with Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. That's the third one that they've done.
Step Brothers?
And how do you know this?
It's on IMDb.
Isn't it a bad thing that we don't have internet today?
Mm-hmm. It does suck.
Yeah, what is his character name, Rob asked?
It's Brennan Huff, so it does not follow the RB that the other guy is saying.
I believe the other guy.
Booby Trap.
Yeah.
The story of so-and-so.
I like the porn thing.
Mm-hmm. The porn thing. I mean, we're laughing and we haven't even seen the trailer.
Mediocre porn
That's
star.
How funny he is, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Come on, admit it.
I haven't seen Ricky Bobby. That's the thing. I can't. I've seen Anchorman, and I laughed at Anchorman. I have not seen Ricky Bobby, and then I didn't. I mean, I would never.
You know
never.
What Ricky Bobby is?
You'd have to tie me down and force me to watch that skating movie.
Ricky Bobby is a slow burn, and so is the skating movie.
Really?
What you got to do is, like, I think in both cases, I saw them, and in both cases left the theater, and, you know, this was not the best Will Ferrell movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
And all then right. You watch it when it comes out on HBO, and you go, hey, you know what? Hey, there are some scenes that are actually. I know there are a lot of movies like that.
Well, to get a good comedy, I mean, it's a great comedy. They come, you know, once every decade or so. So, I mean, most comedies are just kind of, you know, if it's a chuckle, I'll look at. I've seen chunks of Ricky Bobby.
You know that Borat's in Ricky Bobby.
Is he really?
Borat is.
Oh, he plays the evil driver.
He's the other driver.
He's the anti Ricky Bobby.
And he kisses him right on the lips, right in the end. Sure. Big long man-on-man kiss.
Seen chunks of Ricky Bobby, and I've smiled, but it's just that one with the. You know, with Napoleon Dynamite, you know, who's...
I'm telling you, I only saw it in the theater, but I laughed when I saw it.
Really?
There's an endorsement. I just heard the sound of my own voice. That's good, Mike. I saw it's good. It's funny. Yeah. I don't really have nothing that's funny. Well, maybe. You know, it's like, I saw it. Buzz, why are you sitting like a queer bird today?
I'm sorry. That's how I sit every day. There's just normally a computer there.
No.
Oh, they removed your computer?
Well, no, it's right here, but I just moved that out of the way because it's not working.
Did you see like the male model way that he was sitting, though?
No,
sit the way that you were just sitting.
That is, I think I was sitting like this.
Look, he's got his hand over his balls.
Well, not directly.
Mike, I'm used to you touching yourself. I'm used to looking over and seeing your hand going to God knows where.
I was just trying to pose.
Your hand is going to Zipper Town.
Burt Reynolds pose.
Mike's visiting Baltimore.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, the reason you turned on the radio today. Hello.
I am here to tell you, I watched Ricky Bobby. I left it playing on my PC while I was working, and it rolled all the way to the very end of the video. At the end of which, it played a phone number that was a New York City area code, and I called the number, and it was Will Ferrell's voice.
Whoa!
I did not bother leaving it, but I swear to God, get the video, rent it, go to the end. It's there.
So he's left an answering machine with a phone number.
Is that something that we all should have known? Is it the end of the movie?
That's the type of person that is so impressed with Will Ferrell's films that you stay even after the credits have rolled.
Right.
Because you do not want to leave the theater for fear of missing
an
extra gift he might give to
some
you.
Some great outtake.
A bonus clip.
You should see the end of Welcome, I'm Roscoe Jenkins.
Stop it with that.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
But it is funny.
Martin Hello. Lawrence.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, and then
hey
you
is...
took a big deep breath and then you just stopped.
Yep. Hey, I know. Hey, the guy is Booby Trapped, the tale of Rusty Butte.
Rusty Butte. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
I tell you, we are all laughing at that. Mm-hmm. Seriously, that sounds... It's Booby Trap, the tale of Rusty Butte.
Rusty Butte.
Rusty Butte.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But that's going to be at least a year away because we're going to bask in the glory of his basketball movie now.
Guarantee it's going to be spelled B-E-A-U-T.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Don, did you watch Ricky Bobby on DVD or only on cable?
Both, yes.
On the DVD, wouldn't you agree for Mike's reasoning to watch it that the outtakes of them doing the television endorsements with him and the other driver is one of the funniest parts of the movie?
So would this be another bonus after the movie's over?
Like you were just talking about. Will Ferrell just keeps giving and giving and giving.
All right.
He can't help himself. Have you seen his dumb Old Spice ad? Of course you have.
No.
Where he's the basketball player?
Yeah, I mean the one that was on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The more they run it, what I'm saying is it's been on for a month now, and I still laugh when he goes, you gotta cauterize your BO.
You know, I watched a DVD over the weekend from many, many moons ago. You know, if you really want to pick me up for the holiday weekend, you watch Deliverance, the DVD.
With some people, Mike, it's...
I like rape.
Yeah. Some people are into that.
Do you know that, when Burt Reynolds breaks his leg and he gets out of the water?
Why do you favor rape?
And you see that hanging out? You know what that was?
What?
I watched the bonus features.
What was it?
A lamb bone. He just shoved it into his jeans. It was just a lamb bone that he had. Do you know when Ronnie Cox, they find Ronnie Cox's body and his arm is all twisted?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know he's double jointed? That's real. That's not
really?
A special effect.
Cool.
That was really his arm.
He never did that on Gomer Pyle
at all. Those two things, though. You know, you watch Deliverance and you say both things. Like, man, what is that? I mean, that looks like meat hanging out of there.
Yeah.
It was a lamb bone. And Ronnie Cox, when his thing's all twisted like that, it was his real... I don't know how a guy can do that with his arm.
It's amazing.
But anyway, that's from a movie. See, movies, they last. They're enduring, just like the trilogy will be.
Like the great Will Ferrell.
And are we all in agreement now it's going to be a disappointment if the third movie of the trilogy is
not the porno movie?
Booby Trap, The Tale of Ron Butte.
Well, let's be honest.
Or is it Rob Butte?
Rusty Butte.
Rusty Butte.
By the time we go to commercial, we'll totally have forgotten about it anyway. So does it really matter in the big scheme?
Yeah, you're wrong about that. I've forgotten about it already.
See? Live in the now, my friends. Live in the now. Let your dogs hear the sounds that only they can hear. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to say yesterday's show was funny as hell, man.
I guess you're not a connoisseur, I guess. Oh, Buzz, please, no sitting Indian style.
What are the approved ways of sitting?
You don't have to look at him, Mike. I have to look directly at him.
I look at him more than you know.
He sits, and what he's doing today is he's posing.
No, I'm sitting the way I sit every day, and apparently I need to hide that again.
There you go.
So I shall.
There you go. Just... See, Buzz, you put the monitor up, and I can't see what you're doing.
That's right.
And Mike, I see that all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
I see that all the time.
You.
Put that away.
I'd like to put that away right now. Say hello to a lady over in Fairfax named Colette Harris.
Put that away. And, Buzz, sorry, it's not my intent to bust your chops. I was looking
at... Well, what has changed? Obviously, something has changed. You normally have something in the way.
Because the computer isn't working, I swung the monitor out of the way, having no use for it.
It looks like he's doing Pilates over there, because every time I would turn, he'd be lounging on one hand.
Can he put his arm like Ronnie Cox in Deliverance?
Can you, Buzz?
No, I'm not double-jointed.
Can you?
No.
Do you always just have that sitting on your side?
You know this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all?
It's usually just sitting here, yeah.
You know the creepy kid that plays the guitar when they do dueling banjos?
In Deliverance, sure.
15 years old, was in the second grade when they found him. Do you know that he didn't play the banjo at all? Do you know how they got the kid to do the strumming? You know when they call it fingering the banjo?
Yeah, fingering.
That was a kid that could play the banjo, and they put his hand up there. So when you see the kid playing the banjo, there's another kid's
hand
that they're using, and all the other kid is doing is strumming.
Did they really rape Ned Beatty?
Yes.
That was real.
Yeah.
That's in the extras?
No, but they have that is in the extras. They go into detail about this scene and how difficult it was, and that the guy, seriously.
Ned just wouldn't cooperate.
They said they spent time together because they knew how difficult a scene it was going to be. And at one point they said, I think the director said to Ned Beatty, you know, really, I think, or Ned Beatty said, I think I've got to do something. I'm not just going to stand there. I wouldn't just stand there, so I've got to run. And that's the scene where he runs up the hill where the guy is grabbing him.
You left out the part about the banjo kid is that he grew up to be television's Kevin James.
Yeah, and went on to get hair plugs.
It was his first role.
His very, very first role. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, a little creepy.
It's creepy, but it holds up.
Yeah.
It really does hold up.
John Voight.
Now you're posed like the thinker.
That's right.
Kind of like the thinker.
Keep watching. I'll have different poses throughout the show.
Buzz is just in all kinds of crazy different positions today, Mike. Every time you turn, he's like that game with a statue.
So obsessed with me, this wouldn't happen.
If you weren't right in my direct line of sight, I'm sorry.
I am. I've always been jealous, frankly, because you face him, and you don't have to take your eyes off him. I have to look sort of in the same direction.
I always
wish we could do the show in the round, so we could all look at each other equally,
or in the nude,
and I could get to see Buzz on a regular basis. But more importantly, I could see that young man you have in back of you.
Hello there, dear.
And see him all the time.
He just got his back to you?
He does.
You don't even turn around to acknowledge him.
Do you know, seriously, when Rob and I will make, when we're talking eye contact, I will see just his eyes up to his forehead, and he will just give me one of these.
That's what everybody's got to understand where I'm coming from on this. It's like my sight lines mm-hmm. are very direct in our studio. I'm used to seeing Mike where he is.
Right.
And because Buzz moved his computer monitor, uh-huh. I guess maybe you do make these crazy poses during the show. I've never been aware of it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obvious. Who's going to blame you for being distracted? I mean, my God, look at him. I mean, really, look at it.
They are classic poses.
Can you do the yoga thing where you put your feet on top of your knees?
No, I can't.
And then he walks along the floor.
I could do that when I was much younger.
Oh, my God. I'm paying
how much younger?
Like when I was like 12, I could do that.
Really?
You lock your knees and you walk on your knees. It's a great laugh getter.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, if I did it now, I think I'd die.
I'd like to see
and
you
take
too.
You with me.
Got a break. Much more show coming right up. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.